This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com. On their website, you can hear us broadcasting on their stream over there right now, as well as to leading Salem media stations out there in some of the largest radio markets across America. We thank them very much for doing that. And, of course, a whole bunch of independent stations out there, too, scattered in for good measure. And we appreciate each and every one of them that's carrying us. And don't forget, you can also hear us streaming live on the Internet. Various ways to hear that. Most of the radio stations have internet streaming, and of course GCN does at GCNlive.com. My website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there. You don't need to download any players. You just click on the link. You see it. Listen live. Boom. Click it on, and you got it. You're listening to the show live and in living color. And, of course, on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all around the countryside, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the petroleum products so that we can go when we need to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. Check it out. And you'll find links to everybody we bring on the program and a lot of other things there, too. All right. Well, let's start out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us for this hour. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And we're going to tell everybody that you're going to have the sombrero and the iced tea and the beach umbrella and the Bermuda shorts and the flip-flops because it's going to be very warm out there by you today, right?
Yeah, heat's starting to come back as we head through the end of the week.
All righty. Well, on the other line, we've got the good friend of America, and I say that because he's the chairman of the Republican Party Liberty Caucus in Manatee County. And he's also a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel. It's none other than retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
See, I gave you a big build-up because we're gonna see you later today, and I want to make sure that you come in a good mood.
Oh, I would anyway. I'm always used to have lunch with the captain.
Well, we're gonna say the pledge and get going. So, are you guys ready?
Ready, Captain.
Of course.
All right, I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm going to get it started. You saw what happened in the Congressional Medal of Honor ceremony yesterday at the White House with the president. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw what he did. He I don't care if the guy's sick, if the guy's demented, whatever the problem is, they never should have let him out of the room. Never. They should have just turned him around and said, sir, the ceremony's not over. You need to go back up there.
Yeah, Captain, I'm with you. Like I told you in the break, when I first heard of that, because I wasn't watching it live, just to make sure that I was looking at it right and I wasn't just jumping to conclusions, I watched the very click report from MSNBC on it. This aspect of it wasn't talked about. And then I watched it without any political commentary at all. And then I went to those that were calling the president and administration to task for the shame that he brought upon this former lieutenant Huey helicopter pilot being awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yep.
And I concluded, as you did, and Captain, if I could, just to draw a little perspective for the America's First Watch audience, because they're very familiar with the story of We Were Soldiers Once and Young.
Yep.
And the actor, Greg Kinnear, who played the helicopter pilot, Bruce Crandall, who has received the Medal of Honor as well for that. And then what Taylor did, the guy that was awarded the Medal of Honor, in many ways surpassed what Crandall did.
Mm-hmm.
And was made known in the movies because he did it in a helicopter not designed to do what he did. He did it out of ammunition, under fire, actually asked himself and the folks that he was extracting to save their lives, to take great risk, and he did it anyway. And this gentleman, I felt terrible for him, but apparently the president didn't share our understanding of the great price that he could have paid with his own life and the great risk that he took, or to the tradition of the Medal of Honor that it plays. So I was dismayed. And I don't think his handlers intended for the president to walk off.
No.
And leave Taylor alone. That was pretty clear. Everybody was aghast that knew what was supposed to happen and watched that. But now the administration, his handlers, his spokesmen are playing cover-up for him.
All right. Hold that thought, sir. And, Kyle, you hang on. And folks are coming right back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday. And it's Thursday. We're going to be in Brandon.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Public Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and, of course, enjoy great food.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait. Got an appetite already. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. They got 450-plus vehicles, new and used, sitting on their lot right now, ready to go. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS or firefighters or police, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you for your service to America. Now, they also have Moss Care that comes with the vehicle. That's free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And you can visit any one of the Moss locations, for example, the flagship store at US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. You'll see that great big huge American flag way up in the air about 2 miles away as you're headed towards Newport Richey from any direction you're coming from. Plus, they've also got Nissan and Acura, the two stores side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. That's Nissan on one side, Acura on the other side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, backed right up against the Suncoast Parkway. Make sure you go to Moss, MAUSNissan.com, to check it out. Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And tell them the Captain sent you. You might be really surprised at what that might do for you. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, sir.
Hey, I guess it's not top or bottom of the morning to you, Captain and Professor.
That's true. Now, Kyle's got something he wants to ask, so go for it, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Good morning, Professor.
You know, let's talk politics here just for a minute. President Trump has indicated that he would testify in his documents case that will be coming up. And, of course, you also are very involved in politics with the Manatee County Republicans and so forth. But what do you think about that? Do you think that's something, at least at this stage of the game, he might say he wants to testify, but ultimately do you think that would be a good thing for him to do in such a trial?
Well, of the four sets of indictments that are now facing former President Trump, the one that might have a little bit of meat to it is this one, the handling of security information. So I was not altogether surprised that he came out and said that, because quite honestly, given the nature of that and what's put forth by Smith and the crew on that one, almost requires, unlike the others, which are purely political, not based in any kind of thing, one that would probably require, and perhaps to his benefit, unlike the others, for him to actually testify in it. So we'll see which way that goes. I'm not saying that everything in that particular set of indictments has meat. Most of it does not. But there's some of it that does demand some answers that can only perhaps come from the horse's mouth, because this is the one of all the four that probably his direct involvement in it is at play, in my opinion.
Kyle, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller. Okay, good morning, Bagham and Bob. What's going on?
Yeah, just want to ask the colonel what he thinks about how the services are doing in their recruiting. As I know in the past they were having trouble meeting their recruiting goals and stuff, and the pile of applicants, the amount of applicants has been diminished. Has it increased any, and is it doing any better? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Go ahead, sir. Sir, go ahead.
Well, the short answer is, hold the course. It's not demonstrably better in any of the services. And we all know why, because the situations that are driving the challenges that recruits across the Department of Defense has not improved. If anything, it's probably gotten worse. So it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge. But perhaps even bigger challenges are fixing the things that are driving that problem, which is restoring the faith and confidence that Americans have in our ability to carry out our fundamental missions in the Department of Defense, which is to prepare for and to win our nation's wars, and to know that you have the full faith and backing of all your leaders, all the way up to the President of the United States.
Kyle?
Well, Kevin, we've got this report about Cuba that they've evidently uncovered this, what they're calling a human trafficking ring, but they're actually getting, if I have this right, they're getting people to come out of Cuba and then putting them into the Russian army, or at least fighting on behalf of Russia and Ukraine. What else do we know about that?
Well, I don't know much more than that. I think I probably read the same report to you, but the fact that that Cuba is saying that, and that we learned about that, that's extraordinary on the one case, but it's not surprising. I mean, yeah, look at the context of that Russia-Cuba connection here, and that you look at the deal that Russia is apparently going to broker with North Korea, then in exchange for armament and ammunition, which Russia needs to continue its prolonged fight in Ukraine, for one, in return for Korea getting advanced technology to help its spy satellite campaign and its nuclear ambitions. And then put that in the context of the G20 summit, where Biden is going to be there, but it is going to be Sands, the leader of China and Russia. And we're learning that perhaps China and Russia don't need to be there, because they may get some outcomes from that G20 summit that their underlings can acquire from out there. So I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but when you're just reporting the facts, quite often it is. And what you noted in Cuba is just simple reported facts. It's not a surprise to anybody. Many of the things here in the state of Florida, the boats, everything that we've gotten, and even cruise ships we've discovered, human trafficking is a big part of that. Human trafficking is a problem in the United States. It's certainly a problem here in our free state of Florida, and that's recognized. And, of course, Cuba, 90 miles off the coast, no surprise that they would be a channel for that. The extraordinary thing is that it may be a part of helping Russia to fight this war in Ukraine. That's a little different twist.
By the way, $1 billion, we understand, is going back over to the Ukraine. My goodness, nice work if you can get it. Spending about $100 million a week.
Yeah, Secretary of State Blinken and his trip to Ukraine, meeting with Zelensky and others. Of course, every time somebody goes over there for the administration, that's what they do. They will announce money. And, you know, we all want Ukraine to win. We absolutely. But because we have no apparent strategic or even operational plan, just continuing to come out and say, we are with you for as long as it takes and whatever it takes, that doesn't float the boat. From a military Department of Defense perspective, that is not a strategy, either operational or strategic, for an outcome. And at some point, yeah, you can say, well, it's only money, but when you're talking about our own economic situation, you're talking about that, and the genuine fears that we have that this is going beyond just expending our treasure and wealth, we have a right to ask, and people should be asking, okay, towards what end is our national treasure and money going towards? And you can't just keep doing it. You're bleeding us, and towards what end?
Wow. Okay, Kyle, we got about 30 seconds.
Well, Kevin, you're talking about the outcome of all this. What do you think Putin really wants in the sense that does he think that expanding the war would be in his best interest? Because a lot of people think this is not going to stop there. But does he just want to continue an isolated war in Ukraine, or do you think he actually wants to expand it the way they keep kind of threatening everybody?
Well, I think a lot of the threats beyond Ukraine are just the civil threatening and doing that. Now, of course, nuclear threat always comes up, but I think clearly he's in this for the duration. And, of course, he has already expanded the war with Ukraine. I mean, we just had 16 folks killed with a missile attack here. I think it was yesterday or last night by Russia. So he's not going to slow down, Eddie.
Okay, Colonel.
What we do.
Got to let you go, sir. It's going to cut you off, and I'll see you today for lunch.
Hi, Captain. I look forward to it.
All righty. And Kyle, you hang in there. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Thursday morning delivery. Jimmy T. Smith on deck. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and today is the first Thursday of the month, and we will be at the Heritage Harbor and Eatery over there for lunch, and going to have a good time. We always appreciate having our Bradenton and Sarasota group that comes on over there to join us, and we even have golfers that sit in there, and construction workers, and people from around the area, because the food's pretty good there, and the word's getting out about the lunch that they have there, so you want to come by and stop by, too. Right there on State Route 64, just east of I-75, one traffic light, turn left or turn right if you're coming west, turn left if you're going east, and go up there straight through the stop sign, and you'll drive right into the country club. Just keep on going straight. You'll drive right into the country club and the eatery, as they like to call it. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. By the way, CV4A.org is the website, CV4A. Go over there and check out more about what they have to offer, CV4A.org. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle.
What's your good word today, sir?
Well, you know, the good word is, it's kind of hard to put it as a good word. So this month is Suicide Prevention Month, and what we're doing is we're out there talking to people about how to help veterans. in this issue, because veterans predominantly commit suicide at a higher rate, especially post 9/11 veterans. And servicemen and women also are committing suicide while in service. So we're trying to bring a light to this. And the good news is we know for a fact if veterans talk to other veterans, it helps. So we are out there talking to people about Suicide Prevention Month, and we're encouraging veterans to reach out to each other, text, message, calls, make jokes, do whatever you gotta do, but communicate with people who are, you served with, your battle buddies, to help prevent people from committing suicide.
That's not a bad idea. And, of course, I go back to the days, 40, 50 years ago when, the World War II vets were still calling, and Korean vets were still calling what we were going through was shell shock. And all we could do was talk to each other, but we started doing that at that time, and nobody knew, you know, what else to do except just to sit down someplace and maybe over a beer or a soda or popcorn or whatever, have a little discussion back and forth, and that worked. That definitely worked.
Well, think about it. You know, it's just we who served in the military have a unique bond, because we've experienced things that other people didn't, and we developed a relationship that in some aspect is stronger than family. Mm-hmm. So when we have a challenge, it really takes battle buddies, as we call them, and a lot of people in the military don't know that term. That's the person who was your bunkmate, person who was in your squad or your team or your flight. Those are our battle buddies. It takes our battle buddies to be able to understand what we're going through. And right now, that's probably the best tool out there to help prevent suicide. Now, yes, they should go get help. They should go get counseling. They should get all these resources. But the biggest thing that can happen is for just somebody who served with somebody else to reach out and, I mean, crack a joke. Tell a story about when you served in that country or on that ship or, you know, on the flight line, something that happened that was funny, to help pull them out of the doldrums or to show them you care. And, you know, recently at the, I believe it was the American Legion annual conference, somebody got up there and told their story, and they said specifically somebody constantly texting them, just constantly texting them, mm-hmm. helped prevent them from committing suicide.
Or how good that food was, and you're out in the field and you got that SOS 4 days a week.
Yeah, and I don't know if people who weren't in the military can understand what
you and I know
stands for.
You and I know, and I think Carl probably has an idea too.
Well, you know, and I don't know if Carl served, but yeah.
Go ahead, Carl.
Yes, I appreciate so much of what you're talking about here, Jimmy. I think that to reach out to the vets and to let them know, number one, that they're loved. We love them. They're needed. You know, there is no stigma with this. I think maybe that's one of the primary things here, is to lift that stigma to say, well, I have to sort of endure this all alone. I'm by myself. Nobody gets it. And even people who aren't veterans, you know, a lot of people out there have been touched by this, by someone that they've known or in their orbit who has committed suicide. So this is an absolute big issue that we need to reach out for and love.
Yeah, Kyle, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly it. You know, and you're right. It's not just veterans. I mean, Suicide Prevention Month is for everybody. And, you know, having served in the legislature, one of the things I know, having gone to a lot of conferences, there's so many people out there that just do not feel that they can speak out about it, and they have to deal with it themselves and things like that. No, it's something that it's okay, that stigma, like you addressed, it needs to go away. If they in their mind have this stigma that, you know, I can't tell somebody about it, that's gone. Those days are well past. Everybody understands that people struggle, and to have a friend to talk to or have resources to go and seek, that's the thing to do.
Good morning to George Indeed. The Godfather, by the way. Good morning to George the Godfather. Got your message here, George. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a particular way to communicate if someone wants to find out more information about this, or, you know, we know there's the National Suicide Hotline, but is there something particular for veterans to, with the VA, or you know, what does somebody do?
Yes, specifically for veterans, there's the 988 number, right? So they can simply call, dial 988, and that's the VA emergency number, and they go to, they just press 1 after that, and that will take them to somebody who will give them the resources, tell them where to go and stuff like that. They can just reach out to their local VA, so there's a lot of what's called community-based outpatient clinics, or the VA hospitals in their communities, and they can reach out to them. And they can seek resources through them. But if they're in crisis, the VA has a new program. If they're in crisis, just go. So if they're a veteran who is going through the VA for services and they're in crisis, just go to a doctor to get the care right away. Go to the emergency room and seek help there. The VA will cover it. Now, you have to make sure you go back to the VA and tell the VA and follow through the bureaucratic process. But go and seek the help. So if you're a veteran who is going through the VA health care services and you are in crisis, mental health crisis, go wherever you need to seek the aid to get the help that's going to be taken care of.
Yep.
That is very helpful indeed. Yeah.
Well, and it is one of those unique things where, again, suicide, most people do not know. So one of my friends who committed suicide, who I served with in Panama, nobody knew. His wife didn't know, and nobody knew. All of a sudden, one day, sadly, he committed suicide. Another veteran I knew and I mentored as a young man when he came back home, it was known that he was going in that direction, and we tried to get him help, and he knew, and we talked to him, and he just would not do it. So it really is a difficult issue to deal with, and it's so much on the person who are struggling themselves. They have to have that realization. But again, it goes back to what I first started off with. Nobody can talk to a veteran like a veteran. I mean, there's a unique aspect to that that is so different. So again, if you have a battle buddy that you haven't talked to, even if you don't know if they're in distress, like my friend who we didn't know about, even if you don't know if they're in distress, just reach out to somebody you served with regardless. It's Suicide Prevention Month. You may not know that they're in crisis. Reach out to them, call, text, message, tell a joke, rag on them, rip on them, and just have a good old time talking to each other. And then maybe that might actually save a life.
Yep, I agree. By the way, we do the same thing in the fire service, and I know the police officers do too.
Yes, I mean, a lot of people who shared lived experiences have the ability to pull people out of those states and get them help. And, of course, you know, we should educate ourselves on the resources like the 988 line and the fact that they can just go get help when they need help. And unlike civilians, we are the ones who actually have the access by having it paid for. That's something that civilians, you know, don't have that same access.
All right, here comes the music. CV4A.org is the website, CV4A.org. Go over there, check them out, find out all the different things they're involved in, and get involved, right?
Yes, sir, and don't forget, reach out to Battle Buddy.
All righty, thank you very much, Jimmy. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, God bless.
All righty, that's Jimmy T. Smith, Florida Concerned Veterans State Director. Kyle and I will be right back finishing up the final segment here in a minute.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'll have some of my giveaway free stuff. I'll also have Frank Salvato's book with me for sale, and we'll probably have some Balance of Nature. And I know we got some Relief Factor because Glenn said he wanted some, so Glenn, I got your bag I'm bringing with me. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, of course, they've been with me longer than any other sponsor, and they are absolutely the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Now, when you call them, make sure you call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Or you can just stop by the store. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Or you can call them up at 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment. By the way, they're local, they're experienced, they're Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they've been around for a long time, and they know how to get things done. All right, let's go back over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Mr. Kyle.
Yes.
We have something that we should talk about right now, and it's Mexico. Now, Mexico used to have abortion as a crime. You could not get an abortion if you were in Mexico, correct?
I believe so, yes, you're right.
Well, now Mexico has decriminalized abortion, and it's now legal everywhere.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, that will be nationwide for Mexico, so that's a huge development.
Now, the Supreme Court, the High Court of the Land in Mexico, ordered that abortion should be removed from the federal penal code and would require the Federal Public Health Service and all federal health institutions to offer abortions on request. That would mean access for millions of Mexicans.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's a big sea change. No doubt about that.
Yeah, now, there were 20 Mexican states that still criminalized the procedure, so all that's going to stop.
Yes, yes. Well, it'll be interesting, too, because, you know, obviously that's one of the main debates in this country, and certainly will be front and center as we go into the election, for sure.
Now, if you remember right, we talked about the United States sending to the Ukraine some uranium-based anti-tank rounds.
Depleted uranium.
Yeah, depleted uranium anti-tank rounds. And this followed Britain's lead in sending the controversial munitions to help Kiev push through the Russian lines in its grueling counteroffensive in southeastern Ukraine. I don't know where all this is going to go on, but these are armor-piercing rounds. And they're used to arm the 31 M1A1 Abrams tanks that the U.S. plans to deliver to Ukraine in the fall, although they could use those tanks today, couldn't they?
Well, of course, yes.
And, of course, depleted uranium, is a byproduct of the enrichment process needed to create nuclear weapons. Now, the rounds retain some radioactive properties, but they generate a nuclear reaction akin to generate a nuclear reaction akin to a nuclear weapon, according to experts. Well, we'll see, won't we?
Well, right. Well, that's right. Evidently, whatever it emits is not like you're sitting next to a piece of uranium or something like that. It's not radioactive in that regard. But if you were to be exposed to or breathe in the dust, presumably from an explosion from one of these things, then yes, you could have some really bad adverse health risks, and that's why typically civilian populations can be at risk with these things for that very sickness.
Now, we talked about this earlier, and that was the Biden administration canceling the remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Range, which has angered Republicans, but and more than that, it's angered the Alaskan Eskimo Indians, because the Biden administration, by canceling the 7 remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, is now overturning the sales that were held in the Trump administration's last days. The administration proposed stronger protections against development on vast swaths of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, but the Indians were getting residuals over that. They were getting money. Now they're getting zero if this goes through.
Well, let's just say it was a Republican administration that canceled it. The media headline would be, the administration does not care about Native Americans. And I think the Biden administration is clearly showing that they don't care what's happening to these people in Alaska. And it's really unconscionable. They're only doing this so that they can sort of bow down to the altar of the climate change thing. And that at the same time, you know, now they're going to hurt people who rely on this for income. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Even the Democrats in Alaska get it. They're saying that the decision could hurt the indigenous communities, meaning the Indians, in an isolated region where oil development is an important economic driver. In other words, that's how they make their living.
Right, exactly. So now you're going to pull the rug out of from under Native Americans. The optics of this just alone, just the political optics of this are terrible. But the actual real effect on real people is even more terrible.
You know what you're going to hear in the not-too-distant future? You know what you're going to hear about all this? Well, take a wild guess. We've seen this happen before when you talk about the Indians and this, that, and the Democrats and all that sort of stuff and the money and all that. They're going to go, well, it's going to hurt the antelope. It's going to hurt the deer. It's going to hurt the moose and all that stuff. And yet they thrive in those areas. They thrive in those areas.
Well, right, and even these days, you know, if you're doing drilling, I mean, we're not talking about drilling at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico or something, where if something goes wrong, it might as well be on the moon, right? If it's 5,000 feet down or something,
sure.
You know, the oil companies these days they have a vested interest in making sure that they're drilling safely, responsibly, and can take care of a problem if it occurs. But this is, again, it's a political maneuver designed to simply kowtow to a particular lobbying group.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, so I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight on the Radio, so you have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Captain. Take care out there, everybody.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, kylewarrenshow.com is where you need to go. And one last little time, this is where I'm going to be today. This is where I'm going to be.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and, of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you guys and gals out there. And we've had some people come there before from Tampa and St. Pete and over east towards Arcadia and down further south down into Englewood and Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte. And you're all welcome to come have lunch with the Captain today. We're going to be at the golf course. And, of course, you've got a great view, got great food. And they've got a nice little store there. You might want to go check out the store and see what they have to offer. It's your typical, here I am in Bradenton at a great place, and they got the postcards and all that sort of stuff and also the golf-related gear there, so you'll be able to do whatever. And I believe one of my people that's coming today, I think I heard him say they're going to get out on the golf course and play golf for us before they come in to have lunch with us. So there you go. And we did have a bunch of golfers last time around that came in off the course and had lunch with us. So how about that? Yeah, so... It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat. And I look forward to that. That's our new watering hole down there in Bradenton, the Heritage Harbor Eatery, right there at the Heritage Harbor Country Club, golf course and country club, whatever. They got two or three different names there. Everybody knows it by something or another. But it's Heritage Harbor. You can't miss it. Go down there, get off at State Route 64, go east. Oh, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile. There's a traffic light, and you turn north, you make a right turn if you're going west on 64, a left turn if you're going east. All right, we'll be coming back tonight with more on the Friday Radio version of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about America. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.